Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Folks, we are joined by Greg Rusevich, past chair of the New Orleans Crime Coalition, and he's the current chair of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, to talk to us about an exciting launch of the Recreation for Youth Partnership with the University of New Orleans. Greg, welcome to the show.
Great. Good. Great to be with you again, Neil.
It's always a pleasure, Greg. So tell us about this exciting partnership that you guys are just launching.
Well, thank you, Neil. You know, so Laura Canizero-Rodrigue really started this. She's really the project visionary and has had such an incredible impact. I think she's really driven by youth and recreation and just an incredible civic leader. And Laura reached out to the NOLA Coalition a couple of months ago and said, look, obviously NORD is not providing the sort of youth opportunity that we need it to provide. Some programs and playgrounds work, many don't. We need to scale this, and we need to make sure that youth have an opportunity. And then the NOLA Coalition responded, in fact, that, you know, we've raised over $10 million for youth programming, and we have a dual program, as you know, Newell, that really supports both law enforcement and the use of technology for law enforcement, and then we connect that with providing opportunities for youth. And so over $10 million has been raised on the latter point. And so NOLA Coalition went to work, and certain leaders in the NOLA Coalition and the business community stepped in, and Laura and the team reached out to the governor's office and said, look, this is a tremendous opportunity at UNO. UNO needs the support and TLC right now from the community, and it's a way to help youth. Let's launch a recreational program at UNO, but we need some funding for it. The governor stepped up, and Kyle Rucker took a personal interest, the governor's chief of staff, along with Cameron Henry, and so we put that together in funding to go to UNO, and then UNO for the next year, Newell, is going to have first-class programs on a wide variety: tennis, basketball, baseball, football, swimming, everything under one roof, and the funds are going to be used to enhance some of those facilities and to launch programming. And the great thing about the UNO model, Newell, is that they're bringing in community partners like 18th Ward and Boys Club and Girls Club, even perhaps Youth Empowerment Project and others, to like launch, you know, mentoring and recreational programs at UNO. So should be really exciting. We're excited about it. So about $2 million that's going into the program, combination of facilities and programming. And we project it's going to help 5,000 to 7,000 youth that would not have had an opportunity to have these opportunities over the next 12 months.
That is really exciting, Greg. I've had Laura Canizero-Rodrigue on the show many times talking about this. Obviously, she's very excited about it. She's fully in on this issue, trying to improve NORD and the, you know, and make sure that they have the resources. But, you know, in so doing, there's so many things that reveal itself as some the frailty of the organization, in some cases, lack of leadership, lack of commitment, that it takes these private-public partnerships to come to the forefront in order to deliver these services, right?
Absolutely, Newell. And, you know, the strange thing about it, you would think that the right direction here for NORD and any other recreational program that runs well is to welcome community partners that want to come in and run programming in various parks. It just makes all the sense in the world to have that public-private model. Now, in this case with UNO, we have even three parties to it. We have public, we have private through the business and civic community, and we have higher ed. So it's a very unique model. But with NORD, you know, there's just no reason going forward, Newell, that we can't devise a model that was, of course, envisioned post-Katrina and which worked for many years. And you remember NORD in the 80s and 90s was a first-class program. We're simply trying to get NORD back to that excellence, and we think the way to do that, likely through the next mayor and council, is through some form of enhancing relationships with community partners that do this. 18th Ward is top-notch. They help thousands and thousands of kids. They have great fiscal responsibility and oversight. It's a limited-cost program that gets incredible impact. So partners such as that can go into playgrounds and run the programming, I think is an absolute essential.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of disheartening. I talked about it in my monologue today. We have lifeguards right now that, you know, that are manning the NORD pools, and they can't get a check.
It's just. I mean, we see this all through city governance, and you know, it just absolutely is intolerable. And as we saw leading into the Super Bowl, with the proper leadership and the proper rallying of that leadership, and the proper oversight and the proper management technique, simple management 101 techniques, weekly meetings, holding people accountable, having hands-on oversight. Having metrics to measure the performance, all of these issues that are quite simplistic, that of course Michael Hett, that Super Bowls are found, are very doable. And you have people that want to, you know, get in there and do the job. They just need to be motivated, and you need to put the right techniques in place, and they can be done. So it's really unacceptable that lifeguards are not being paid. And by the way, last year, Newell, we had money raised from the business community ready to pay for lifeguards. And we offered that in May of last year. And what ended up happening by end of July, we started asking, well, do you need the money or not? Because they hadn't hired the number of lifeguards they said they would have. And they said, yeah, send us the money. And it was early August. And we said, well, the summer's over with. So this is the type of incompetence that you're dealing with, and it's just unacceptable. It's not fair to the youth of this community. It's not fair to the parents in this community, and it's certainly not fair to the taxpayers. So the next mayor really has to address this and take the good parts of NORD and then couple those with the excellence in community partnerships and make sure that the playgrounds are in first-rate condition. There's no excuse with the funding that NORD is receiving right now from taxpayers that those playgrounds are not in first-rate condition and that they're not working with community partners. So we hope this UNO model will serve as a platform as an example for what can be done and what will be done going forward.
And let me thank you. I mean, a lot of people don't know all of the folks, yourself and so many others, that really give a damn each and every day. They care about the city. They go the extra mile. You know, they raise money. They put their money where their mouth is. They give up of their time. I mean, you're busy. You got plenty of things to do, but you're always there, you know, on any particular issue. And, you know, and we talk about this all the time. Sometimes, I don't know about you, Greg, but I almost feel like I feel ashamed of myself, you know, that we're talking about an issue of paying a lifeguard. You know, it took 3 months to get him paid last time, maybe a little longer than 3 months. And here we are again experiencing the same thing, knowing that we're putting all of these pieces in parts. And then, you know, for the city to turn down the offer by 18th Ward, who have been absolutely phenomenal in providing so many services for the youth in our city, you know, a not-for-profit that just develops the next series of young leaders in our community, and to not accept their offer to take on more. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm embarrassed. I don't know. I just so many mixed emotions. I don't know what you're feeling, but
no,
I mean,
I agree.
It's frustrating.
Yeah, I so much agree. But, you know, we have such a wonderful, unique community, you know, that's weaved together with such special respect for one another. And we really require and need and must demand a city government that exemplifies that. You know, I'm sure you've done the same thing. When you mention to someone in Houston or someone in Nashville or someone in Tampa or Charleston, and they ask, so what do you do? And you go in and say, well, I do business, and this is what I do in my business work, and this is the world, and this is what I do in my civic world. They sort of stop and say, wait, why are you, what are you doing on civic? And you start, you know, demonstrating that, well, you're helping the recreational program, or you're helping get certain things through the city council, or you're doing this or doing that. And they look at you like, why are you doing that? You know, you're paying taxes. Why aren't the leadership, why isn't leadership doing that, city leadership and government doing that and the bureaucracy doing that? And they just look at you very perplexed. But, you know, there are just many people that came back after Katrina in the business and civic community that just love this place and just insist that it work. And it's just not going to stop, I think, until we find the right combination of city leadership and that will hire the right people, that will demand excellence, and that will perform the work that must be done. I mean, it's just not fair to the citizens, and it's particularly not fair to the ones at the lower end of the spectrum that really need the help, that are looking to for assistance, you know, and for just programs to send their kids and assistance. There's no reason for that not to be done in an absolutely excellent manner. And we shouldn't be accepting mediocrity. We should always seek excellence. So anyway, thank you for that comment, Newell.
But you see cities that are working. You interact with folks that understand how this works. And it's interesting that you say that they look at you perplexed and they say, well, what's the city administration doing?
That's right. That's right. And then, Newell, I know you and I have communicated when I've been international and I've walked in different areas and it's clean and safe. And I've texted you and said, why can't we make the French Quarter like this? You know, I'm taking pictures of where I am internationally. Oh. And it's the same thing. It's like, why can't we have a French Quarter that's a crown jewel and safe and clean? We're getting there thanks to the efforts that started with the Super Bowl effort leading into it. We still have a long way to go. But it just doesn't make sense of why we're caught in this tailspin. And there's no reason for it, because the business and civic community and the neighborhood leadership is just excellent. I mean, and there's no other business and civic leadership and neighborhood leadership that I would put this leadership up to anyone in the United States. It's better, it works harder, it does more for the community, and we need city government leaders to follow suit.
Yeah. Just got an interesting text. You know, they said, I bet a single elected official in Orleans Parish has not had to wait 3 months for a paycheck. Maybe we shouldn't pay the mayor till the lifeguards are paid. Maybe that's one way we ought to figure this out. I mean, you know, these young kids, welcome to the workforce, but guess what? You may not get paid.
Right, exactly. What kind of model does that set for them, and what type of example does it set for them? And one other thing, Newell, on this, there's a strange dynamic with that whole point you just made about not paying the government officials but not paying the lifeguards. You know, it's interesting because there's also this strange dynamic here where it's almost as if in New Orleans, the government leaders seem to think that the people work for them and not the other way around. And I can tell you in other communities and other cities and even other parishes here, there's a very different approach. And you saw it in Jefferson Parish, where Jefferson Parish is quite clear that Jefferson Parish leaders know that, and they're very appreciative of the community. They work for the community. They acknowledge they work for the community. They acknowledge the taxpaying base. But in New Orleans, there's something peculiar where government leaders feel like we work for them. The people don't work for the political leadership. It's the other way around. And I think that is something that really needs to start hitting home and get in the drinking water or something, Newell, because it doesn't seem to be taking effect.
No, I think you're right, and I think people are frustrated by it, and I think that's why the mayor's, you know, favorable rating is at 27%. It's because they recognize that they're entitled to something else that they're not getting. And I think they've had enough.
No, I think they have had enough, and I think that this is a good time. You know, hopefully this is becoming sort of that post-Katrina moment where people are saying enough's enough. Citizens need to take this back, and the government leaders, future political leadership see it and, you know, put the hand out to the people and say, what can we do to make this work? And we're going to make it work, and we want to have partnerships throughout the community to make it work. So, and certainly that can start with North can be one of those examples that I think is pretty low-hanging fruit, quite frankly, Newell.
Absolutely. Greg, thank you so much for your work with GNO Inc. and Michael Heck and NOLA Coalition and pulling this together, the Recreation for Youth Partnership with UNO, a $1.95 million public-private initiative, bringing year-round recreation and mentorship to 5,000 to 7,000 youth across the greater New Orleans area. Thank you so much, sir. We truly appreciate your time and your insight. Have a great week.
Thank you, Newell. Thank you. Take care.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.